Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a really cool guest for the show today. It's Rocky Simmons. He has an extensive background in software engineering and today is the founder of BrandAutomate.io. Rocky, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Thomas. My pleasure.
Awesome. So I know you do AI automation, and there's a lot of stuff we're going to get into today, but I want to take a step back and appreciate the problem with the audience here. And what is the world without your solution? What are the problems that people deal with? And that is the kind of big struggle to be solved.
Well, I would say that the biggest problem is not being able to work more efficiently and having issues with data being in this place and data being in that place, or just having a problem with getting things done properly in a way that is effective for multiple people. It saves resources and time and allowing yourself to expand your mind with this technology to think in a way that we weren't able to think like before. I think that's the biggest thing, is you don't have to have the biggest degree or the biggest team anymore with AI. You're able to accomplish so much more with this software that we weren't able to do before.
Okay, so let's zoom in on a certain scope of problems. Are we talking about everything across the board, but branding in particular?
Branding is one of them, absolutely. There are tons of people who don't know how to even start building a personal brand. And I think with social media, AI allows you to test things much faster, allows you to put together content in a very strategic way and figure out what's working and what's not working, and then scale that extremely quickly compared to the way it was before. Or even just go online using a piece of software like ChatGPT and say, hey, this is my industry and I'm not too sure what those problems are. And it's able to spit out ideas that allow you to get your creative juices flowing and then come up with something that's unique to brand yourself in an angle where you might not have thought of that before.
Two-part question. Are we talking about personal brands only here versus corporate brands? And second part of the question is, what is the importance of a personal brand?
Okay, the first part is both, right? In regards to personal brand and corporate brand, believe it or not, there are a lot of corporations that don't really understand how to target a specific audience or how to position themselves in a way that's going to be relatable to an audience, because there are a lot of people out there who don't really trust corporate brands or enterprises. And if you learn how to position yourself in a certain way and then use AI to scale that, you can test very quickly what's working, what's not, in regards to getting your brand voice out there much better. A personal brand, which I would say even a corporation should have, is they should have a face of a company where people trust that person. They know it's not just this huge entity where it's okay, you're just Amazon, right? Everybody knows Jeff Bezos, right? And Jeff Bezos is well known because of his personal brand, because of podcasts, because of social media posts, because of different interviews that he's had. And I think that building a personal brand is a very important part of building a successful business.
So how concerned should a founder be about their personal brand? So let's say you're a CEO of a company that's got maybe 8 people, mostly engineers, and you're getting your stuff off the ground. You're starting to get a little bit of traction. Should that CEO, that founder, be concerned about having a personal brand? And why? What's the difference between them doing that versus just saying, I want to build a great product?
Okay. In the sense of having a personal brand, I would say that's between 90 and 95% of what's going to drive your business, right? If you have a great product, there's millions of great products that die before anyone knows about them. I actually have a friend who created a beautiful product, a beautiful SaaS product, but no one knew who he was. No one knew that it existed. And that's because he didn't know how to position himself in a way where people trusted it. You can spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on ads and people will find your brand. But when they go to do research on who owns that company, what they represent, what they stand for, if they can't find that, there's a lot of people right now that aren't going to trust that company, right? And so having a personal brand and getting in front of people and talking about your passion and what you believe in and why you started what you started is how people relate to a company, how they relate to people. People follow people. They don't follow companies, right? And so in my particular position, I think that you don't need to have a very large team or a large company, but your personal brand should be known by people for what you do and what you stand for and what's your why behind what you're doing, right? Because there's a million pizza restaurants, there's a million SaaS companies and things like that, but people stand behind the reason why you're doing something. And the only reason and the only way someone's going to know that is if you have a personal brand. If you have some type of PR, someone out there talking about that and creating content to get in front of people, because that's where people are right now. They're on social media, right? And so you got to go where the people are. You got to express yourself. So
should there be multiple people having a personal brand? So if you have a founder and a technical co-founder, mm-hmm. and then you have a design lead, should they all have a personal
mess and mix things up? Sorry, I was fiddling with my microphone when I'm...
Is it one kind of tip of the spear, top of the pyramid kind of thing where this is the head of this company and this is the human face of it? How does that come together with multiple?
I think as long as you have a team and you express how you should be speaking online, if you have a company, a large company, about what you believe in and what the company does, then everyone should have a personal brand. There shouldn't be one person at your company that when someone asks what your company does, they can't spit that out. They can't express the vision of what the CEO or the founder is doing and what that company represents overall as a whole to the community, as a representation of what you're giving back to society. I think everyone should have some type of brand where they talk about what they're doing, why they're doing it, and how that's helping, because that's just coming from all angles. And also people will begin to ask questions about the company. And then from there, that person who might be the design director or something can give them information about what they can do, where they can go, how to get started. And that kind of just shows a very cohesive aspect of a bigger company, right? Lululemon is a great example in how they have people that wear their clothes and talk about them and represent them and push them forward. So there's everybody who's a part of that brand, even if they're not working for that brand, they're representing that brand and they're talking because of how Lululemon and the representation of that brand started out. And I think that's the future of growth in overall marketing, branding, AI implementation, those things. Just because we're using technology doesn't mean we have to lose the human side of what we're doing.
Gotcha. And then so what type of people and clients do you help?
I help small business owners and medium-sized business owners understand AI in a simple way, then help them find what exactly can they use within their company, like an AI audit. Like, how do I take what I'm doing now and all the tasks that I don't like doing or that take all of my time, and then I show them how to find those tools or what those systems might be, and then lastly, help them implement that into their business slowly but surely, trying to get quick wins first and then moving up the ladder of bigger and better automations to scale their brand.
Okay. So when we're talking about, so brand automation, you're dealing specifically with the problem of, I want to have a great personal brand, but I don't have time to do it, the work that's involved with it. And so I need a lot of machinery helping me make that possible. Is that what you're helping happen?
Yes, absolutely. Helping with personal branding, marketing, putting in position different automations that manage email or manage billing or manage product recommendations and things like that. Specifically, one of the products that we offer now is what we call Web Voice Concierge, where right now websites are very static. So we help our clients add some type of voice agent or web chat agent that has conversational experience that includes the visitor within the overall scheme of what they're doing. So they can ask questions about the business or say, I'm looking for something like this, and they can get more information much easier. And business owners don't lose out on leads. They don't lose out on people that are visiting their sites and being able to collect those leads and retarget them later, which right now thousands of websites get thousands of visitors and they have no idea what those people are or anything about them. So that's what we do.
So when you engage with a new client, how does this work for you? Do you diagnose companies and teams with what they need to do or what they need to, or do they tell you, hey, look, we're happy with our brand, but our sales pipeline has a lot of work that would let, or is it just, hey, tell us where we can start picking up some wins from an AI perspective?
Yeah. So the first thing I do is I find out where their knowledge gap is about AI and exactly what it is they think they can get done with artificial intelligence. And I educate them in a way that was very simple and explains, okay, this is a possibility. This is where I see things are lacking. Or I ask them what tools they use at this time, how many tools they have, where's their data being stored, all of those different things. And then from there, if they say, yeah, you know what, I need a brand audit. I need an AI audit. I want to move forward with that. At that point, I say, okay, we're going to start where your data is, right? Let's try to figure out how to put all of your data in one location, because it doesn't make sense to start automating a ton of things. If your data is all over the place, you're just going to end up with automations that if something goes wrong, you're not sure where to find it. You're not sure where to begin on how to fix that, right? So we start there. If they're accustomed to moving their data to one location and figuring that out, then we work from that point. And then we move on to, these are the tools that you can use. These are the automations that we can implement. And this is where we can get some quick wins right away, right? And then from there, they say, oh yeah, you know what? Great, let's move forward. And then we move forward from there in regards to simplifying their overall business. So some businesses have a clear idea of where they want to go. And I say, okay, let's start from there. And some businesses like, hey, we've been trying and things aren't really working out that well. And it could just be as simple as improving their marketing, improving, scaling that aspect of getting more people in front of them, and then working from their offer and things like that. So this is a full brand review in regards to, hey, what are you selling? What's your pitch? Is it even good enough to get people to want to buy it? And then what are you giving away? How are you getting people into your pipeline? All those different things. So Brand Automate and myself and the team, we really focus first on educating people about AI, but also just brand visibility in itself. And then moving along the lines of putting all of our ducks in a row. That way there's a complete system that they're using that they can easily adjust and fix later on if they want to scale or offer new products and things like that. It's not just like hey, I'm going to give you this service. And if it doesn't work, you know, sorry, or later on we'll fix that. No, I'm really trying to help small to medium-sized business owners put a system in place that works specifically for them, that manages and gives them more time in their life. Because I think that's what the biggest part about AI is, giving us the ability to live the way we really want to live and not be stuck in front of a computer all the time or stuck in the office all the time and not make entrepreneurship this 24/7 nightmare of not getting any rest, right? That's where I came from. And so I think that's what automation and AI can do for a business.
Yeah, totally. I think we all in the past couple of years have had those moments of just, oh, I have to write this sort of legal copy or like something that is not about my creativity. It's about like just getting this. Exactly. And then you just, oh, wait a second. There's ChatGPT, I can just go over there. Oh my God, I just saved
four hours
and a lot of pain. And so with you, tell me about like your parse staying on top of AI as an expert, because part of the value that you offer is AI expertise. And there's lots of folks out there running around like AI gurus and stuff like that. What do you do to stay on top of that? How do you differentiate on that category? And are you significantly above the folks, the founders who are also in tech on the knowledge about that AI? And then how do you do that?
So what I think, and this is counterintuitive or controversial, I don't know if it's controversial, but I don't really believe that you should be trying to follow every single trend that's going on with AI, right? I think that you should be focusing on the tools that you feel are best for your business and those founders who are in charge of that company and figuring out the new ways and innovative ways to use those tools. And then if you find that a tool isn't working, then you can look out and branch out and find something that you think might work a little bit better and do some research. But I think a lot of people get bogged down with trying to follow every single new tool, every single piece of AI that's out there. And that is counterproductive, right? Because there are a few players in the game that you can trust right now, right? You can trust Perplexity, you can trust OpenAI, you can trust Make.com, you can trust Zapier, you know what I mean? And for me anyway, I'm not using these random tools of these other gurus that say, hey, use this, because I don't know if I can trust that tool yet because it hasn't been around long enough yet. It hasn't proven itself yet, right? AI has proven itself. And there are people that are still confused about that, right? Like, oh, I don't know if I should trust it yet. I don't know if I should implement it yet. AI itself and automation has proven itself. Now it's time to find the proper tools for your business that make the most sense and then double down on that and understand what's going on with those tools in the industry. Now, I do follow what's coming out in regards to certain different areas of tools, but I don't spend a lot of time reading about AI news unless it's about something that I know is really going to move the needle for my clients or for myself, my own business. And I think that's a simple approach to not get confused or get overwhelmed about certain things, just paying attention to a lot of the big players or something that's really making a lot of noise, and then spending some time diving into that and seeing if it's worth it and if it's efficient and if the overall infrastructure is going to be feasible for your brand, that you can trust it and not wake up one day and your whole, you know, system is broken.
Yeah, no, it makes total sense to me. Can you give us a story about before and after of a client or someone you helped who you made all the difference in the world in some process for them? And you could be as specific or vague as you like with identifying where they had a problem, they're struggling with something, and then after certain solutions were implemented, it was a game changer for them.
Yeah. So I actually work with a friend who has a sister who has a, she's a nurse, or I should say a nurse practitioner. And also I work with a company who is like a dental clinic. And one of the things, I'll talk about the dental clinic. One of the problems that the dental clinic had was getting in, I guess, leads and making appointments. And they had a person who just constantly was calling out. I'm not there today. My kid's sick and this and that and yada, yada, and life stuff, right? And so she was just very confused on what she was going to be able to do. And so she came across to me. It was actually a referral. And I just built out a voice agent for her website, right? And so she no longer had to worry about if someone was going to be available. Like if the person came in or they didn't come in, it didn't matter. So I built that out. And immediately she began to get more and more leads and more appointments, because when they went to the website to get information, they just pushed a button and talked with someone and was like, hey, how much does this cost? How much does a teeth cleaning cost? How much does a root canal cost? Hey, do you have an appointment available for Thursday at 7? And it was like, yeah, no problem. Let's check the calendar. Check the calendar. The thing was open. Sure, here you go. I'm going to send you a confirmation email. Boom, done. 30 seconds, no wait time, no anything. And it's a service that not a lot of internet, a lot of websites have, or a lot of small business owners have. So this person was like, oh my God, I can't believe that this worked. And so for the dental owner, you're completely blown away in the sense of, I don't have to wait anymore. I don't have to have people waiting. There's no hold time. There's no anything. You can get questions answered. You can find out about pricing. You can get anything you need, anything that you want to train your voice agent on, you can. And you can also incorporate upsells and recommendations for different types of cleanings and all these different things. It's custom to your business. And so that was probably one of the biggest that I have. There's other ones that are just more complex.
Sure. No, but that's a terrific example. Let's double click on that for a second, if I may. So the problem is just people aren't getting the signups and they're coming to the website, but maybe they don't find what they need. And it's so hilarious because I actually have a good friend who is a dentist, owns her own practice and runs into a very similar kind of problem.
That's incredible.
Yeah. No, like literally. And with that, you set up the AI agent and then it is able to give real answers. So I guess it's pulling from whatever documentation training.
It's pulling from a knowledge base that they have. And then also you can train it on all types of different things. You can train it on studies that have been done and people can call in and ask questions about dental disease or gum disease or whatever you want. And it's going to go pull from that document that's been combed over by millions or hundreds of advanced people in the dental industry and give a quality answer. And if it doesn't know, we have a thing in place where it says, okay, hold on. Now I'm going to transfer you to a live agent, right? If you want, or I'm going to send an email to someone and they're going to get back to you in 24 hours, right? About that particular question that you have. So it's a very simple, but powerful use case. And it's also very valuable because there's not too much knowledge gap of what I'm trying to do. People are aware of chatbots, right? They're aware of how those work but a lot of them are just very simple. They don't have a lot of modern functionality. But what we're doing at Brand Automate is we're creating these pieces of software that can be implemented on your website or just a phone number where someone can call and get information, all the information that they possibly need. And if they're ready, they can also book the appointment. And so I think that's a really valuable part of what AI is doing in a real use case for a business. And it doesn't.
That really could be anything. It's a brave new world we're in because this stuff, as we're talking about, is going to become completely normal. And we need folks who are at the tip of the spear of this.
Absolutely. And that's the thing is that right now it's just the beginning. And I talk a lot about the technology adoption curve. And to put it simple without getting too technical, because I can geek out on this stuff, is that we have human adoption, right? Human adoption goes like this on a constant, right? And then technology in itself of how it's being created goes like this and then goes like this. And it goes like this, and then goes like this. And as time
for the listening audience, he's doing human adoption. Sort of not so steep arithmetic curve. And then one's kind of jumping. And
Think about it like a Y and X axis graph. Okay. And on the on this side, it's adoption.
Y.
And on the bottom, it's time. Okay. And then so adoption of technology, it goes in this wave of up and down and then up and down and higher. But human adoption goes at a constant. So when new technology comes out that is valuable, a lot of people are on this plane and the technology is a gap. And so the people who begin to be innovators and early adopters of that technology, they get the most value out of it because they're getting to it before everybody else is even thinking about it. And so when you're not afraid to try new things or fail in some type of way or be adaptable, you end up gaining way more insights and value and growth from a technology that's not a lot of people are using yet.
To be like a magical before. So before it becomes normal, you are
exactly
you have a magical superpower. Yeah,
exactly. Uh-huh. Like the internet and websites and then apps from Steve Jobs and then social media marketing. In the beginning, there was a lot of people who were skeptical on that. By the time everybody else comes to the party, you're already there. You picked your favorite seat. You're by the window. You have the best view, right? And so that's how I like to point it out is you can be a little nervous about it, but this AI thing is not going away. It's huge. It's big. And I always kick myself because I think about Bitcoin, right? I remember hearing about Bitcoin when it was like $100 a coin. And it was like, that's a fad. I listen to everybody else. And then look what happened. And so it's the same thing with AI in your business is if you just start making yourself more aware of it and thinking about how you can use it, I think that awareness puts you in a place all in itself and can push you in front and compete with the big people who aren't really even considering it that much right now.
Oh, this is awesome stuff. We've been talking with Rocky Simmons from brandautomate.io. Rocky, where can people find you?
They can LinkedIn. Find me right at brandautomate.io.
Brandautomate.io is the
They can find
best
me on
place.
LinkedIn with my name, Rocky Simmons, and reach out and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions. And and for your listeners in itself is I would love to just extend a call to go over some things with them and help them educate them on AI. And if they want to implement things, I will help implement things at no cost for them. And then just on the back end, get a testimonial and things like that. And we can figure it out from there. But I really want to try to get this message out and this technology out to as many people that are willing to be an early adopter of this and help them. Right. I'm really here to help people because I'm a small business owner. I started from working for other people and created this and no one was there to throw out things without trying to get this huge chunk of money out of me. And I really want to be different in the industry. I am a human person, right? Like I believe in building the communication and the connections, right? And then later on, everything else comes, right? And so that's how I run my business. That's how I'll always run my business. And that's what I am extending to your listeners in that regard.
Awesome. I hope they do it. I'm certainly going to do it. Everyone check out brandautomate.io and just explore ways that you can make your business processes more efficient and just give yourself, as you mentioned earlier, Rocky, some more free time. Because what's the point of being a founder and an owner if you can't get a little bit of peace and rest? Rocky, so good to have you on the show today. Thank you for arriving.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate you having me, Thomas. You're the best, man.
Likewise. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.